Track 29.
Hi, Quinn. How's it going?
Trixie, where have you been?
I had a few days' holiday owing to me.
Go anywhere interesting?
I wish. No, I went up north to stay with my parents.
So you haven't heard the news?
What news?
About the restructuring.
What restructuring?
They want to reorganise marketing and sales.
No, really? Is it official?
No, but somebody overheard Gary talking to one of the management consultants.
What did he say?
Apparently, he said that we were overstaffed in some areas.
Never!
Yes, this consultant told him they would have to let some people go.
But that's awful!
Yes, Gary asked him how many people it involved.
And what did he say?
He said it depended on individual performance and attitude.
Does that include Maureen?
What do you mean?
Well, you know what they say about her and Gary.
Go on.
I'm not saying who, but someone told me he often sees them in the Café au Lait.
That little café on Oxford Road?
That's right.
Well, I never. The other day he asked her if she would stay behind to work on a report.
There you are, then. There's no smoke without fire.
Listen, don't tell anyone I told you.
Now, come on, Quinn. You know me better than that.
Back to work, then.
Right. Catch you later.
Bye.
Track 30. Conversation 1.
Jeff, have you finished last month's production figures?
No, Jane, I'm sorry. Can I give them to you this afternoon?
It's no good being sorry. There's always some excuse. If they're not on my desk by 4 o'clock, I'll have to speak to Mr. Bradley.
Yes, Jane. I'll start straight away.
Track 31. Conversation 2.
David, have you got a minute? There's something I want to discuss with you. In my office.
What's it about?
Oh, well, we're missing a laptop computer from the store.
What has that got to do with me?
Well, you were the only other person with a key to the store, and I wanted to talk.
Track 32. Conversation 3.
Marie, the figures you need are ready.
Thanks, Pedro. Is everything okay?
Yes, no problems. Would you like to look at them with me?
Yes, but I'm a bit busy this afternoon.
Me too. Do you know that new cafe they've just opened? It's nice and quiet. We can go through them there after work.
Oh, I suppose so, but I won't be able to stay for long.
Great. See you there at about 6, then.
Yes, all right. See you there.
Track 33. Conversation 4.
Hi, Monica.
Oh, hello, Jim. How are things going?
Great. In fact, you can be the first to congratulate me.
Yes, you look very pleased with yourself. What's up?
I'm the new head of the Eastern Sales Team.
Oh, really? What salary are you on now, then?
$60,000 a year.
I can't believe it. 60,000.
And they're giving me a new company car.
Oh, really? Congratulations, then. The drinks are on you. See you later.
Yes. Bye.
Track 34.
In this week's Business Today, we talk to Karina Schmidt. Karina is the author of a report by the Industrial Society, which looks at workplace relations and how they've changed over the years. Karina, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
In your report, you say that many companies nowadays have abandoned some useful institutions which allowed for social interaction.
Yes, these days there's less opportunity to gossip and socialize. For example, often the tea trolley has been scrapped, and having a chat in the tea break was an important part of the working day. Going for a drink after work is another example.
And why do you think these things have disappeared?
I think it's all part of the revolution in human resources. Some of these traditions have become unfashionable. Talking about things not connected to work is now seen as bad and as wasting time. There are even theories about removing chairs from meeting rooms so that the meetings are more efficient and finish quickly.
And are we more efficient now, then?
Well, that's a good question. But in any case, something has been lost from the workplace, which is very important. And perhaps in the long term, with these drives for efficiency, companies are making false economies.
In what way?
Well, the difference between a good job and a bad job are the human emotional elements. In other words, happy employees are productive employees. People enjoy the social aspects of work, the personal interaction with colleagues, the friendships.
And the gossip.
And the gossip. Yes, in some ways, gossip is the glue that holds the organization together. Providing communal space, such as coffee areas or lunch rooms, allows employees to share information and build relationships that benefit both the company and the employees.
Are you saying that gossip should be encouraged?
Not exactly. It's obviously a question of balance. All gossip and chatting doesn't make for an efficient company, but neither does no gossip or chat. All I'm saying is that I think companies would do well to remember this when trying to improve efficiency and bring down costs.
Karina, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. Thank you very much for talking to us. It's been very interesting.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's all for now from Business Today. So until next week, goodbye.